does this stuff that even extraterrestrials cannot do it. Suddenly the Nile will turn black. And if that's not enough, do you remember the Jew who came and drinking, if the water is good, approach it to the mouth of the other one, turn his blood, bring it back. It's okay, someone who does all these magics, it will rain the frog. Why doesn't he do something like this and the Pharaoh died, finished, happy ending? He's not like that. The story is made up to explain something. So here, we will say even David is outside there. When somebody is connected, that connection, the prophets are here to help you connect. When you connect, do you need prophets? You don't need anything. And that's the tricky part of it, right? So David doesn't know. Now it will be explained to him, then the judgment comes. Then we'll hear what is all these fuss about. Who is the guilty party tonight? Someone.
How David went into seclusion in order that the truth might be made manifest. He shut the door and then went quickly to the prayer niche and the invocation that is answered.
Okay, the title is simple enough. Of course, you have to notice that the word over there is ha. It's translated to the truth. Okay, it's the word is ha. So he will go in solitude. So Hab could appear. Okay. Then what? He closed the door. Okay. Cutting off. And rushed towards something. Where? The word is mihrab. Do you remember the mihrab at the beginning? When the king saw the non-function of these attitudes, he went to the mosque, to mihrab, and mihrab started to feel that's it. Means even David here was personal, was logical, and he has to give up that to get rid of his ego to understand. So he will go in mihrab. Yes? Yeah.
The rush was for what? Why did he rush?
Because he realized that there is something he doesn't know. When you understand that there is something you don't know, you should rush. Because this is the point. You know that something is not working. That's what.
Huck revealed the entire matter to him. He became aware of him that was deserving of punishment. Next day, all the litigants came and formed ranks before David. Thus the question and dispute came up again. The plaintiff at once uttered violent reproaches.
Okay, one paragraph means what? A very precise stuff, only four verses, right? With the title. What was those four verses about? First, you hear about David, yes, rushing, going to mihrab. Immediately, with no fuss, nothing, Hab showed him complete story. Everything is there. Then, the next day, the people are around. Before everything starts, that guy will repeat his claim. Now that we know this story, we know that the guy should be careful. Because, okay, he brought his claim. Even David agreed with his claim somehow, But suspended the judgment. This is a prophet suspending this stuff, going to pray and understand. So he should be aware that something special is happening here. He knows that he killed the father and the mother, and he's the robber, and he has been the slave and all that, right? But again, he will start nagging. Means, whatever we are talking about, that part is always the same. Because that fellow, we know him, right? Somehow he's here, we'll find him. Okay.
How David gave judgment against the owner of the cow, bidding him withdraw from the case concerning the cow, and how the owner of the cow reproached David, on whom be peace. David said to him, "Be silent, go abandon and acquit this Moslem of your cow. Inasmuch as God has thrown a veil over you, O youth, depart and keep silence, and acknowledge the obligation of concealment." He cried, "Oh, woe is me! What judgment is this? What justice? Wilt thou establish a new law on my account?"
Okay, what's happening? Again, we have a very compact paragraph, right? 6 verses only. First, David started without anything, talking about something which was not here before. That you know that you have hidden parts and are forgiven several times. You should remember that. The covering will cover up for you. Why? Because he knows all the weaknesses in you. Because here we are not talking about a governor or a general or a king doing something to you, are we? None of this. Because the king, the governor, or whoever you want to put up there is following some rules and is looking to control you. Here, there is no such story. Did we ever talk about someone looking and wanting to enforce the law? Here is love, and he is the best lover. And we all forget that, because it's easy to forget. What is the definition of a lover? The simple definition of a lover is someone who gives all and he doesn't ask for anything. Who am I describing? This is how to us. Do you remember in book 2 we talked about the emotion inside which is pulling us? We started with beauty. First paragraph of book 2, remember? He talked about the beauty and he said, "He's beautiful and somehow I'm attracted, so maybe I could be beautified as well." This is the beginning to us, right? So here, simply we'll go to that. Okay, let's forget about it. Let's cool down a little bit. This is the second verse, right? The third one? Ha ha! Suddenly everything is wrong because I'm singled out or something like that. Now read the objections. Remember, this is the guy who knows what's happening and doing this. Yes.
The fame of thy justice has gone so far that earth and heaven have become fragrant. This wrong has never been done to blind dogs. Rocks and mountains are burst asunder of a sudden by this iniquity. In such fashion was he uttering reproaches publicly, crying, "Hark thee, this the time of injustice, Hark ye.
See? Okay. What do you think about this guy? We're talking about you. It's in you. There is no guy out there doing this. This is you. There is someone in me doing it always. Somebody, as simple as this, I'll describe it differently. Imagine someone, first, who thinks that whatever he has, he's qualified and is his. Someone who never admit to the wrongdoings and doesn't want to lose whatever gained in wrongdoings. Familiar? It's always here. This is always defending me. If I do something wrong, they take me to the court, what do I do? Is the first thing I think is go and surrender? Or first thing is to defend myself no matter what? This is the role of the brain. Remember, this is why she should be the secondary. The queen should be here. The king should understand, should confess. Because if I don't talk about my shortcomings and hide it, what will happen? Suddenly everything will change, or I will remain the same. First, I should understand my shortcomings, accept it, then try to change it. This is the only way of improvement, isn't it? Someone in the state of denial will cut the help out. That's simple. Imagine that I'm sick, but I don't confess that I'm sick. Then what? Then the doctor will come to me. I should know that I'm sick and I should go to the doctor. This is how it is. Here, guy will do everything, anything possible to defend himself. That's sure. Yes. Remember, the first suggestion was that, okay, let's give up one cow, forget about it. Now.
How David pronounced sentence against the owner of the cow, saying, give him the whole of your property. After that, David said to him, O contumacious man, give the whole of your wealth to him immediately. Otherwise, your plight will become grievous. I tell you this in order that your crime may not be made manifest through him.
Now the cow is not enough. You should give up your property. Why? You defended the property against what? Against just and justice and true and truth. Means how? You stand up against how? So, a little bit stronger, not harsh yet, but a little bit stronger than, you know what? Your property is doing it to you. You love a property and you should give up that love. Because if you don't own something, you do not inflate your ego that much. You could come down. Yes?
He put dust on his head and tore his raiment, crying, at every instant thou art adding an injury. Once more he went on in this strain of reproach. Then David called him to his presence and said, since 'twas not your fortune, O you whose fortune is blind, little by little your wickedness has come to light.
That word blind, I'm not sure it will make sense to you. Does it make sense? And said, since it was not your fortune, O you whose fortune is blind, what does that mean? Because in Persia,